WSHIT regrets interrupting your local programming to bring you this health and safety emergency alert.
Hi, this is Corey from Corey's Used Motor Oil and Corn Dog Food Truck. It has come to our attention that some people may or may not have experienced extreme intestinal distress after eating corn dogs that may or may not have been provided by Corey's Used Motor Oil and Corn Dog Food Truck. Due to recent events at the local health department that may or may not have to do with the food truck, I am legally obligated to buy this airtime on WSHIT and allow some patrons to discuss what they may or may not have experienced due to eating my corn dogs. I do this under extreme duress. However, first up, Millie, our third grade behavior counselor from Crabapple Elementary.
A little over a year ago, I had the worst stomach ache of my life. I figured it was just the corn dogs I had for lunch. But when I went to the bathroom to relieve myself, a hand came out of my vagina. I said, Corey, a hand just came out of my vagina.
I must remind you, this may or may not be a true story. Now, we'll be right back after what may or may not be the commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
my son in the back of my car, he's waiting for me to get off my shift. You ever have a kid that just sits in the car all day waiting for you to get off your shift?
No, I don't, but I'm really sorry that that happened to you.
Oh, no problem. You know, I just broke up with my boyfriend. I got a divorce about 6 months ago. My car has a flat tire. I set my house on fire. I've got a bad crack addiction. Gah! Would you like an appetizer? What can I get you started with?
A little starter. Yeah. Starters.
Yeah, what can I get you started with?
A new restaurant? A new waiter? Help me! The dog's talking to me 24 hours a day. It's driving me crazy.
I see you sleeping, Laura. I'm going to kill you in your sleep. You better get Kiwi next time. Me and the other dogs have decided to take you out unless we get Primal Vits. I'll smile for the camera and do your little dance, but if you don't give me Prime Bits, it's over! We're forming a union! Me and the McCall formed a union.
The McCall.
She's gonna squawk nonstop until we get Prime Bits. Rarf, rarf.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
Oh yeah! Welcome to another fantastic episode of TCB TV Minus and the commercial break podcast. Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
I'm Brian, this is Hoadley, and
Happy New Year!
And best to everybody out there in the audience. Hello, TCB offices, how can I help you? Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta get my phone ready.
Okay.
Hello, TCB corporate offices, how can I direct your phone call?
Yes, I have an amazing offer for you. For one day only, the National Offices of International Fiddlers, also known as NOIF, today only, we're offering $1 billion. No payment, no payback needed.
Oh, this is amazing. Yes,
we're offering this for everybody during this time of national tragedy.
Which national tragedy is that?
You pick one, whichever it is. But I just need a little bit of information in order to process your application. Can you please give me a little bit of information?
Well, sounds perfectly legit, my dear friend. Please tell me, what information do you need?
I need nothing. I just need your name, email address, date of birth, color of your car, wedding ring size, access to your online banking, your Hulu account, your Wi-Fi password, your wedding registry, safety deposit box key, your medical history, and your jacket measurements for a suit. Would you like cash or check?
Sounds reasonable.
Sounds reasonable. Yeah. I'll get all that information right over to you, my dear friend.
FedEx men with monies.
Men's.
Are on their
men's,
way.
The FedEx men's are on their way. In a big plane that's going to land right in front of
from the World Bank.
Just about to say my address. Don't need to give that information out. For future email scammers, go back and listen to the episode where I talk through how I've, most people run away from scammers. Not Brian. He plays their game. I enjoy
it. That's right.
Next time I'm going to get that. I actually called back that phone number that had called me specifically to see if I could get someone on the line, but it was disconnected. So I went back to the original email message. Yeah, and I texted, and I did get a response, but they didn't play along this time. I think they realized that they were...
You've been flagged.
I'm not the fuck you want to fool with. I do not suffer fools easily, nor am I going to be email scammed. I have one going on from Clear Channel, back in the Clear Channel days.
Oh.
And it's been going on for years. And this guy, probably once every 3 or 4 months, he'll email me trying to again get my credit card information. I'm on his tickle list. hello,
he's got
Mr.
Brian.
Let's see what Brian's up to today. And in this case, I mean, this email chain's like hundreds and hundreds of pages long, and it's way too long. But now it's just fun. Like, yeah. I feel like we're friends now,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
He tries to fuck me over. I tell him to go touch my scrundlefoot. I'm always asking him out on a date, too. And I'm like, I find you so attractive. Are you sure you're not ready to come over here? I told him I could get him a green card and everything. And he says, I don't need a green card. I'm in your country. And I'm like, oh. Where are you located? Houston's. The restaurant?
That's a great restaurant.
Yeah, that's a great restaurant. Houston's. If you don't have a Houston's in your town, well, you're just shit out of luck. But Houston's is a consistent, it's one of those restaurants that while it's a chain, is upscale.
Yeah.
It's consistently good.
It really is.
The waiters and waitresses there are like military men and women. They don't sit there and talk to you all day long like we've had experiences before in the past where someone wants to be your friend for $5. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm good. I just, you know, I got my son in the back of my car. He's waiting for me to get off my shift. You ever have a kid that just sits in the car all day waiting for you to get off your shift?
No, I don't, but I'm really sorry that happened to you.
Oh, no problem. You know, I just broke up with my boyfriend. I got a divorce about 6 months ago. My car has a flat tire. I set my house on fire. I've got a bad crack addiction. Gah! Would you like an appetizer? What can I get you started with?
A little starter. Yeah. Starters.
Yeah, what can I get you started with? A new restaurant? A new waiter? Just, I don't know.
Let me give you our specials for today.
No. When anybody says, let me give you the specials for today, I'm like, no, that's all the shit that the chef wants to get rid of for the week. You know,
get rid of that. Yeah.
I worked in restaurants for too long. I'm so jaded. But at Houston's, they don't even tell you the specials unless you want to. They're like, would you like to hear the specials today? No, I would not. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I know exactly what I want.
It's usually like one thing.
Yeah.
Or two things,
yeah.
Maybe. It's not a list of laundry lists.
Yeah, like, you know. And they seems like they just came off the boat. They're like, we have fresh salmon that our chef caught in his backyard, you know. And then it's just like a workman style restaurant, right? And I don't mean workman like blue collar, but though it can be, I mean that like they have a million chefs and chefesses. I don't know, what do you call a female chef? A chef.
Yes.
So, you know, a million of them working back there, and they're all just like, you know, working away so hard. And then
the quality control there is big time.
Reminds me of like Disney World, how they just have a system and process for every single thing, and they're not missing a beat. It's always clean. All waiters and waitresses are always on point. You never get a bad meal. The managers are always there, you know, ready. But the problem is that because of that, they're so popular, you always have to wait in fucking line.
Yeah.
They don't take my reservation. They don't even take a reservation for Brian Green from TCB TV minus.
You've got it. We got to get cards.
That's
made.
Right. I want to apologize in advance for my for the vacuum in the background.
Is it still going on?
It's still going on. Listen, I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, there's a vacuum going on in the background. Don't mind. We're cleaning the TCB TV corporate offices.
The foreign studios.
That's right.
Cleaning
up some extra. You know, we got
to
do it. It's a cleaning process. Like Disney World, we're always keeping things clean around the TCB TV minus porn studios. That's a lot. That's a big, those are a lot of words to say at one time.
You did a good job.
Thank you very much. And while we're at it, TCB TV, I was going to say TCBTVpodcast.com. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can watch all the episodes on video. You can listen to all the episodes from any audio platform that you want to. That's where you go. That's like the main hub. Or you can get it on your favorite podcast publisher, which I don't need to remind you because you're already listening to it. So, hey, there you go. 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail. We're not actually going to answer the phone. It's just one of those systems. But we'd like to hear from you one way or the other. One of the ideas that Chrissy and I have is to add an extra 45 minutes of content on a weekly basis on Twitch or IGTV, Facebook Live, all those platforms where we just do a visual show
breaking down a lot of the videos like we do here auditorially, you know, on audio, but we want to do that live. So if you have an opinion on that, if you would like to see that, please let us know. And, you know, in the next month or so, I think Chrissy and I are going to develop an actual TCBTV minus. Jesus, that's a lot of words. We got to make that better. How do we do that easier? How about we just call it TV minus?
Just TV minus.
Just TV minus. No one's putting a minus behind their TV. Discovery Plus, Disney Plus, Hulu Plus.
Oh, there was a TV big merger minus happening.
Oh, yeah. Discovery's going to...
That's huge. And you know what my thoughts were? Okay, so now it's the same. You know, AT&T is now splitting off its media division. It's going to have the HBO, CNN, all the Time Warner stuff.
Yes.
But then they've merged with Discovery. So that's Discovery, HGTV, Food Network.
Yep.
And when I look at all the things that are offering, I'm like, isn't that just cable that I had a few years ago?
That's exactly what you're... Right? I mean, I don't see the difference, really.
I thought
really.
I was getting away from that bundle, but now not.
No, now you're going to be paying more.
Now it's just going back into being bundled.
See, I actually think that the cable companies provide a service that I want and that I don't see in the future that I want to get rid of. I like live news. Mm-hmm. That's something that I enjoy. Now, I know I can get that, you know, on many different services, mm-hmm. but I like live news. I like the ability to watch the television shows live. That's what I want to. I like the DVR function too, but I like that it comes in a wire in one place in a repository. Mm-hmm. The problem that they have not yet solved on this kind of, you know, like a la carte services is how do you get all of those a la carte services in one place? Now, I know everyone's going to say to me, you know, they're going to get a fucking bunch of emails from, you know, all our wonderful TCB fans. And they're going to go, you could do that through Amazon and Hulu and Apple TV. I know that. But it's still an extra complicated piece of machinery that then I have to put. And then I still have to log in to every one of those things separately. Mm-hmm. It's a big pain in the ass. I just want to pay my bill and get my TV. I don't want to log in every time.
And you still have to get internet through the cable company.
That's right. You can't cut the wire. Can't cut the cord, really.
At this point, I might just go back to regular.
I know.
A regular cable bundle.
I don't know. I don't see how we've landed anywhere better. Now, I get that premise. Like, I like HBO Max. I like that service.
But you can also get that in your regular cable bundle.
Can you get AG?
You just add it on. Well, but it's part of
true.
Your.
Yeah, you that's know, true.
It's part of your package.
I wish it was. AT&T, which I have, owns HBO Max.
Yes.
But I still don't get HBO Max features inside of my AT&T Uverse, and I pay for every fucking thing.
You should get that.
I know. What's going on?
I need to look at your TV, Brian.
I am not the technical wizard around here. It took me 6 months to set up this studio in this manner, and now I'm afraid to touch anything.
Well, I had a friend that was doing the same thing. She was like, I'm subscribed to HBO Max, but why can't I get it still with the cable? And I said, you can.
Oh.
There is, yes.
Well, look at that. Turns out Chrissy is the real tech person around here. Here, I thought I was running around adding thousands of wires to our studio for no good reason. Look, some of the wires hang down. They don't even do anything. I literally added them, and they don't do anything. But I'm still afraid to touch them. I'm like, well, it looks like it's disconnected, but what happens if I move it?
You do.
And when I know, look at that. It's just wires hanging down off the back of the TV. Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm so stupid when it comes. I mean, listen, I get enough to like be dangerous, but it takes me a while to really get it in place. And we have a tech guy that I can call him 24 hours a day. His wife fucking hates me, I'm sure of it. So as I was saying, 470-584-8449, let us know if you'd like to see a standalone version on Twitch, ITV, IGTV, or Facebook Live, whatever, wherever you get.
Oh my God, you're adding those in now?
Well, listen, IGTV, I think
TV, TCTV,
I think we TCB, TV, IGTV. TCB, IGTV minus.
Catch us on Reels.
I know, catch us... Al Jazeera soon to be picking up TV TC beat. We're gonna actually merge with Al Jazeera, which by the way has a good news broadcast.
They do.
Sorry guys, but that's the truth. It's like they actually, I don't know, it feels independent to me, and that's why I don't watch it all the time, but every once in a blue moon I see it. 470-584-8449 at The Commercial Break on Instagram. You can catch us on Clubhouse. Also, though, so we may have decided the Clubhouse, it's a little bit much. It's a little bit much to be growing an audience on the podcast, on YouTube, on you know,
visit
IGTV.
Visit us on Patreon. Never mind.
Yeah, never
visit
mind.
Us on Clubhouse. Never mind.
Do us on Fireside. We don't even want to get into that. Stay the course. We should give a course on leadership. Like, you know, the great CEOs of the world. Bob Iger. Mark Cuban. Steve Jobs. Brian and Hoatley. These names are synonymous with media moguls.
Yes.
What is your strategy to success, Brian? Try everything for 35 seconds. If it doesn't work, go somewhere else.
And plug in a bunch of wires.
Confuse the audience. Plug in wires. Broadcast twice a week. Go back to the original plan. Go back to IGTV. Go back to the original plan.
Exactly. So just tune in each week to keep up with what we're saying.
Tune in each week to be more confused than the last. I really realize how stupid this sounds to the people who are listening. They're like, wait, wasn't he just doing some I was. Listen,
Clubhouse is still there. You're still
Clubhouse is still
it.
There. I'm still there. We're still doing it. Everything, yeah. They still have the commercial break.
You just had Susie Essman on.
I just had Susie Essman. Sunday. Yeah. Brian Regan's going to be here this Sunday, who's a noted stand-up comic. World-renowned comic, actually. Back in the 90s and the early 2000s, he was everywhere. He had specials on HBO, everywhere. Brian Regan. And then we have Henry Winkler. Oh, Henry Winkler is this Sunday, excuse me. Yes. The Fonz, the guy from Barry. I mean, who doesn't know the fucking Fonz?
Yeah.
So excited about that one. Then we have Brian Regan. And then more guests to be announced. And I'll tell you, the names are huge. So join, if you'd like a link to get inside of that particular club, just DM us. We'll send you one. I've actually sent out quite a few of those links. So just let me know.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And entertaining.
It's interesting and entertaining. So, but what we want to do is focus here on the commercial break,
yes.
On what we do best, which is the commercial break.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it. But we'd like to do the commercial break. Additionally, we'd like to do some additional hours of the commercial break on a visual platform only.
Yes.
So let us know if you're interested in that and we'll get to it. At the commercial break is where you can find us on Instagram. Okay. That's enough. All right. So. People are like, what did he just say? The fuck did he just say? Where do I find him?
Something about IGTV
did you,
minus.
Yeah, IGTV minus. Did you hear that Dax Shepard signed with Spotify? Yeah, Dax Shepard signed with Spotify.
It's big.
It's huge. Spotify's, I mean, still waiting for Spotify to come knock on the commercial break store.
I know, I think we're next.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure. Dax Shepard had millions and millions of downloads a week. That we do not have. I mean, we don't. Listen, our audience is nothing to shake a stick at. I'm sure there's lots of podcasters who would love the type of audience that we have. Thank you very much for listening, by the way. Dax has millions of downloads a week. But, you know.
Well, he was also super famous and has a very famous wife before. So they had that jumping off platform.
Yeah.
So.
I've said this about podcasting is, you know, you're going to have to, there's only two ways that you actually get famous as a pod, three ways. Number one is you're already famous and you bring a huge audience in the door. Number two is you fight for the audience. In other words, you market yourself and you get found in order to be heard, which is the category that we fall into. It's not like all of you just showed up to the commercial break because you heard it was great from your friend. We didn't start off like that. We didn't, you know, we didn't catch fire like some other podcasts.
We had Henry Fonda helping us.
We had Henry Fonda.
That's
podcast
really,
universe.
That is really how we grew the audience.
I think that's more of that. It's more like how we put cameras in your house, watches you naked, watches you and Jeff do the duty. Ooh, sex attack. But Dax has that huge audience. I wonder how Spotify can continue to eat up all of these pod. I mean, listen. If they can make it the place to go for listening to podcasts, then I guess it's a win-win for them. They get all of those extra dollars from
they're
advertising.
They're really trying. And I guess the thing is people, you know, I noticed the other day because I was going on to listen to some music. That is my platform of choice for music
Mine
listening.
Too. Yeah.
And so I was on there listening to music and I noticed they're really pushing the podcasts. And I think that's it. You're already on there looking at music.
Why wouldn't you listen to your podcast
make it
too?
All in one too.
Yeah. I like Spotify. I think they're my platform for music. I like, you know, Castbox and Overcast and a couple. I like to go to many different places to listen to podcasts.
I don't
go to just one. I like to dance around because I think they all have some functionality that I appreciate or some look or feel or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And some of them are just supporters of our show. So I feel like, you know, the best thing that I can do, like Castbox. Castbox is one of those places that
I've really
supports
gotten
the
into Castbox
recently. Yeah, they're good. That's a good one.
Yeah, they've got a good platform.
Yeah. And by the way, we're not getting paid to say that. I'm just telling you that's how I feel. But I just find it super fascinating that Spotify continues to be on this buying spree of podcasts. And so this is a plea to Spotify. TCB TV minus is ready for exclusive. By the way, that what I meant to say, why I was leading into this is Spotify is also going to be now running exclusive video content from those podcasts. So Joe Rogan's video version will now soon be available on Spotify. So you'll be able to go on the platform, you'll click on the podcast, and it'll come up. The video version will come up too.
That's a good feature.
I love that. Now, they're not going to roll that out for every podcast or so, but when they do roll it out to us, you know, small little tiny, you know, the fish food. Yeah,
the plebes.
The plebes. The sheeple. When we get access to that, we will be putting that on Spotify because I think that's a very cool fucking functionality, don't you?
Yeah, all in one. You don't have to go to YouTube separately. You know,
SiriusXM had claimed that they were going to do this a couple of years back with Howard Stern. They were going to right on the app. Oh, I guess you can watch it on the app. Can you watch Howard Stern on the app? I think you can watch Howard Stern on the app. But they should do that for podcasts because I like SiriusXM app too. I really like that for Howard Stern and such. Hey, I got to let you know that today's episode is sponsored in part by Apostrophe. What is Apostrophe? It's dinner table dermatology, which is so exciting. Okay, let me tell you a little story. You ready?
Yes.
When I was a kid, I had something called cystic acne, which is the acne, the really large zits that you get that are cystic. They almost look like cysts on your face.
Yeah, and they're really underground.
Yeah, really underground, big, large. They get very red and almost purple sometimes. Mm-hmm. It was at 15 or 16 years old, the end of my world. I do remember how difficult it was and what a pain in the butt it was to go to all of those appointments and try all of those treatments. Apostrophe is putting an end to this.
I remember I used to put toothpaste on my face to try and dry up pimples. Yeah, that was like a home remedy thing. So,
you know, interestingly,
I've been there too.
Interestingly enough, is that most over-the-counter acne medication doesn't work, and it can also cause a lot of damage to your skin.
Yeah,
so scarring. Here's how Apostrophe works. You go online, you set yourself up an account. I did this last night. You did this last night. Mm-hmm. It's super easy. They maybe ask you 20 questions: acne, wrinkles, dark spots, rosacea. All of those issues can be addressed right there on that website. You figure out what you want to get, and then you're connected with a board-certified dermatologist, an actual doctor. Where other platforms may not connect you with an actual doctor, this one does, giving you the ability to have actual prescription medications sent to you without ever leaving your home. How is your experience using the website?
It's been great. You know, you quickly load a couple of selfies up. It's like one from one side of your face, another from another, so they can actually see what you're working with.
Yep.
And immediately, I had it all done within 24 hours.
Wow, that's
so
great.
My medication's on the way. I'm so excited.
I've got my medication on the way. I chose wrinkles because I no longer deal with the acne. Yeah, I don't have rosacea, but the wrinkles, I'm 44, so here it comes. I got to deal with the wrinkles, especially if we're going to be on TCB TV minus.
It
might be an 8K.
Best.
That's right. You never know. Here's what the good people at Apostrophe are willing to give customers who come from the commercial break. They're willing to give you $15 off your first visit, which only costs $20. So they're really almost giving it to you for free. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you go to apostrophe.com/commercial. That's apostrophe.com/commercial. Then you use the code commercial in the promo box, commercial, to get your $15 off right there and right then. Again, it's apostrophe.com/commercial. That's apostrophe.com/commercial. It's dinner table dermatology.
I love that.
As they say, it's so wonderful. You never have to leave the dinner table if you bring your phone with you, but you never have to leave the dinner table, and you're going to get those skin problems taken care of online.
Perfect.
Thanks, Apostrophe.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Bravo Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Listen to this. How about this Matt Gaetz guy? Have you been keeping up with him?
Yes.
He is in hot water.
Yeah, he should be.
His buddy is flipping on him in this case where he was allegedly flying underage women to different locations to have sex for money.
Yeah.
And then he got busted. Because on the app, the Cash app, if you do not have your settings private, then you can read the receipt history. People don't realize this yet. Lots of my friends do this. I'm actually reading my friends' receipts, and I'm like, what the fuck are you guys up to?
They know that, and it drives me crazy.
How do they know that?
Since I got on, well, because anybody who goes to Venmo, you can see everybody.
Oh, Venmo. I'm sorry, not Cash App. Venmo. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can see what everybody's paying everybody for. I'm like, why? I've made mine private since the beginning.
I didn't know this until like 4 months in.
Not for any other reason than just I don't care. I don't want people knowing who I'm paying.
What do you think Matt Gaetz's receipts were saying?
Oh, God. I don't know. You have to do some kind of crazy little emoji or something. Wasn't it like tuition?
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's like cocaine for homecoming.
Wasn't he paying?
Booze for Susie's beer pong tournament?
Yes.
Dinner at Cheesecake Factory before prom?
With the little cheesecake emoji.
Yeah, cheesecake emoji. What a fucking creep, man.
Yeah.
What a creep. Matt Gaetz just looks creepy to me, doesn't he? Does. He looks just looks like greasy and weird.
And usually when you see, when something looks like something, it smells like something, it is something. That's just the way it is.
I imagine Matt Gaetz.
I mean, it just looks like he's guilty.
Smells
based
like
on
KY jelly and ecstasy.
He looks guilty.
He does. I think he puts KY in his hair.
Yeah, it's pretty thick and greasy.
He's weird. Mm-hmm. But I mean, hey, listen, but I understand. Well, this is what I understand. I understand that if you're 17, 18 years old, 18
She's
years
under
old.
Under 18.
I can understand that if someone wants to fly you on their fucking private jet from here to there and give you drugs and booze and and pay you. When I was 16 or 17, I would have taken up Matt Gaetz up on that.
Me too. Me too.
Scrundlefoot. Scrundlefoot.
Yeah.
Best to you.
Swing.
Swing. Clapping balls. Best to you, Matt Gaetz. I want to do that to his forehead. He's got the world's biggest forehead. Did you notice that too?
Yes.
He's a weird guy. What about that rep from Georgia? The House rep from Georgia who's been saying that the January 6th was not an insurrection, but it was a normal day where some spirited tourists were inside of the, you know, the chambers of Congress.
That's awful. People died.
Just some
loving
dudes.
Families' lives were affected, have been affected, still being affected.
I watched that video on CNN of the officer's body camera. It was too much. Yeah. Like, I couldn't take it. It was too intense. Yeah.
It's awful.
But I don't know. I don't know how you can interpret this as just some fun-loving guys out there. Like, what are they waiting?
Revisionist
history. Pre-gaming the Jimmy Buffett concert or something like this. Just a couple of naked shaman dropping some acid and threatening Armageddon before the next Simpson episodes. I mean, like, what is going on with these guys?
Yeah.
How do they? It's revisionist history.
Revisionist history.
Those who win history win the battle. That's how it goes. So lest we not forget, people died and got hurt. Mm-hmm. It was highly entertaining to watch on TV, but scary also.
It was so scary. I was watching it live.
Yeah.
I remember being my God, what is happening?
I thought to myself, this is it. This is when it all goes down.
Yeah.
Right? This is going to stop the election, and we are never going to recover from this. Luckily, you know, these fucking morons were too stupid to do anything. They were too stupid to do anything. Okay.
Jeez.
You ready?
Yes.
I have been trolling the internet, as I often do. And I have decided, you know, I'm not entirely sure whether my dog is alive or dead. He smells dead.
Wait a minute. Are we becoming a true crime podcast?
To add more confusion to your day about TCB podcast, we have decided to become a true crime podcast. We are now Brian and Hoadley, TCB Pet Detectives.
Yes. Big announcement.
Big announcement. Huge announcement, everybody. We are now going to be a true crime podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things we want to figure out is who murdered my murdered dog? Who murdered my dead dog, Nico?
It's the mysterious death of Nico Green.
It's
mysterious because he's still alive.
Someone killed him, but he's still walking around my house, smelling up the place. Looking at Cody, he stares at the wall for hours. It's so weird. And he'll turn his head like something's happening, but he's not turning it toward anything. It's just like he'll turn it toward a wall and be like, I know, this dog spent most of his life comforting.
Maybe he's seen ghosts.
Maybe his friends, his old like dog buddies. Nico, what is it, boy? He's like Teresa Caputo.
It's Rufus.
He's going away to the place, to the far place. I just see these little dog silhouettes like running through the walls. And Nico like, arr, in his mind. He's like, and Nico in the middle of the night will start shaking and he'll be like sleeping, right? Yeah. And he'll be like, arr, 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 right? Yeah. And I imagine that it's like the Grim Reaper trying to pull him away. But for some reason, his body won't let him. He's like, arr, arr. Come on, let's go, dog. You've been dead for 5 years. I don't want to go. The treats here are wonderful. Matthias pulls my eyeballs. Or maybe it's Nico wanting to go, trying to get out. He's like, take me. This little kid pulls my eyeballs out all the time. He's trying to pull the last of my three teeth. I smell like shit. I can't even take it. It's torture. These people won't give me a bath. Look at my body. I need to get out of here. Oh, so I decided if we're going to really kick off, you know, TCBTV, the pet crime mystery podcast, that we need to find the right person for the job. Clearly, you and I are not experts. We're not qualified quite yet.
Almost.
I've been reading up on it for two nights now, 30 minutes a night in between, you know, TLC programs. Uh-huh. And I have found what I think could be the expert that we need on this show to bring it all together.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome. And because we're dealing with the paranormal here, we're trying to figure out why my dog is dead yet still alive. We need a pet, someone who can talk to our dogs, a pet psychic, if you will.
Oh.
And I have found just the lady.
I've heard of those.
Yes.
Great.
They're all over the internet.
You did some interviewing and you found the right one.
I went out there. I decided to do some research on YouTube, which is the place where you find all
exactly.
find all the facts. Mm-hmm. And I found a pet detective, a pet psychic, who also acts as a detective, who I think could be our key to the whole thing. So are you ready? Do you want to hear a little bit of this lady?
I do.
I think in order to really get
anything for Nico.
That's right. Anything for Nico. And I think in order to get a sense, you know, out there in the audience for what we're dealing with, we have to take a listen to one of her videos.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Hi, I'm Laura Stanchfield, the pet psychic, and we are about to embark on an adventure.
Adventure. They're going on a venture. Which is like when you start a company, but it's a venture.
Like with venture capital.
My favorite adventures start with, my favorite adventures have venture in the word.
I am traveling across the country in a 25-foot RV.
By the way, that's huge. 25-foot, that's huge. That's one of those big bad boys.
With five dogs, one cat, one giant bunny, and a macaw.
Holy fucking shit,
smells
lady.
Great in that place, I bet.
Come on in. Yeah. We're pre-gaming for widespread. Why do I feel like she's touring with panic? Why do I feel like this lady has a touring with panic? She's on Shakedown Street if you need her.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to share how to talk to the animals about the trip and showcase our whole adventures.
Wow, her whole ventures are going to be broadcast, and she's going to share with you how you can talk to your pet about the trip. So I figure we could pick up a couple cool tips on how we get to the bottom of what's going on with Nico.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Oh, we're not going anywhere.
Easter, where do you want to sit?
Easter is a dog, by the way. So okay. You can't see this, but this is Easter the dog, okay? These are all rescues, so good on you, Laura.
Yes.
So I'll say that.
Hey, about going on our trip.
Don't touch. Leave me alone. Stop talking to me. This is weird. I, Is she talking to the dog? Is she saying?
Is she whispering?
Like, I know. I think she's like trying to, like, feeding the dog lines off stage. Like, tell him you're excited about going on the trip. Yes, she is.
She is whispering.
I didn't pick this up on the first go around.
Easter says, everyone needs to learn how to talk to the animals because otherwise animals think you're stupid.
Easter says, help, get me away from the crazy lady. Need to learn how to talk to animals or you think you're stupid. What? Yeah. It's kind of offensive, Laura. I talk to my animals all the time. Like, get off the fucking couch. Stop biting your brother. Don't shit in the hallway.
Yeah.
That's not very nice, Easter. What? They think they're stupid. They don't think they're stupid.
Whoa, they think that's nice. What is that?
Who's filming this?
What is that?
Who's filming this in? Do they have a restraining order against Laura?
Whoa.
My car said to bite your penis off, Bill. My car said you have a scrundle foot that needs slicing.
Well, they think that they're not smart communicators. I think Easter is thinking about her old person.
Her old person is my ex-husband. Her old person is my ex-boyfriend. Bastard. I feel like she's using the dog for her own purposes here.
Yeah.
I don't feel like if you ask the dog something, then you say it back to them, then it makes it true. I used to do that with, like, a G.I. Joe I once had. True American adventure! We're going into war! We're going into war! Just repeat it. Just repeat whatever you say, and that makes it true.
That is.
He might not have been a smart communicator. Doesn't mean everybody was not a smart communicator.
Him.
Him. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Laura. If there's anybody who knows about smart communicators, it's Laura the pet psychic.
Yes.
Luca, what do you...
Luca is another dog.
You want to say? What are you... Are you nervous about anything about this?
I'm nervous about you holding me. You're a Looney Tune. Put me in a pack of dogs and let me go. Look at my body. I'm scared.
Big trip that we're going on. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, why are you talking to me like this? It scares the shit out of me.
Friends, what do you think? Ooh, Luca wants to know how many friends can we bring. Would you?
How many friends can we bring to protect me from you?
What do you mean? Do you mean like doggy friends or people friends? Like all our
friends. Is she answering in a whispering voice?
That's what she's doing. She's answering in a whispering voice and then saying it out loud as if the dog said it.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Is she trying to channel the pet into whispering it?
I don't know. I wish Teresa Caputo would do this because then we could clearly see how full of shit she was. But, you know.
Yeah.
At least she takes some. Here's the thing. In this psychic video, at least she takes a moment so that we can try and, you know, so that it seems like the dog might be saying something to her. Yeah. Like, she's giving pause to the whole situation. Now we can hear her whispering under her breath.
Yes.
I think she's, like, practicing what she's going to say, right? Do you have any questions? Did you hear the way she said questions? She's like, do you have any questions? Yes, I do. Why are you yelling at me? Yes, he does. Why are you yelling at me? Yeah. I haven't been fed in 3 days. You need to get a real job. This pet psychic thing isn't working out.
All our friends. I'm going to miss them. I know. You know what my dad told me today? We'll make new friends. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it?
Mommy has to leave town before the sheriff catches up with her.
It'll be a fun little adventure.
Yeah, the divorce attorney says I have to leave the house today.
And you know what? We'll come back and we'll be back here again. We may not stay forever. We might stay forever, but we might not stay forever.
Depends on how the restraining order turns out. Tell him the truth, Laura. You got us in this situation. You get us out.
And we're going to make lots of new friends.
That's what you said the last time. Look at us.
We're on the road again in your stupid trailer that smells like shit. You don't even clean up the poop. It's a mess in there. By trailer, do you mean dungeon where we all get stuck for hours on end without air conditioning? Did you fix the air conditioning, Laura? Huh? Did you?
Did you see this on YouTube?
Yes, I did. Okay. So funny.
What did the trailer look like?
The trailer looks like a trailer. I don't know. They didn't show the inside, just the outside, which all seemed awful suspicious to me. How do you carry five dogs, two turtles, a partridge, and a pear tree?
A bird.
I mean, God, that's just like, yeah. Ah, man, I love my dogs. I love them to death.
I love animals, but maybe not in a trailer.
But they're hard to take, you know, they're another human being, essentially, that you have to take care of. And they shit all over the place and they pee all over the place. And, you know, they're not as classy as us human beings when it comes to the peeing and pooping. And so it starts to smell after a while. If you're not taking care of your dogs, like if you're not washing them every, you know, couple of weeks and making sure that you keep up with it, brushing their teeth and all that other stuff, animals smell. That's what they do. They don't, you know, they're not offended by odors like we are. So, you know, I can only imagine what this fucking RV smells like.
Yeah. No, it's creepy.
Don't tell him about the restraining order.
He says one of the things I'm concerned about is our food.
Because we haven't been fed days, Laura.
Yeah.
Chicken bones are not a meal, Laura. Don't you know they're dangerous?
Chicken bones.
And that's something I've been very concerned about because
I don't have any money to pay for the food.
It's expensive too.
Oh yeah, shit. And listen to what she's listen to what she's feeding them.
I feed the farmer's dog, which is awesome, but I'm not sure how to bring five dogs worth of farmer's dog for 10 days. That is quite a feat with coolers and ice and. So we're trying to find another option.
Isn't she psychic?
Yeah, isn't she psychic? Don't you know how to fit? Yeah. Can't you tell there's going to be another farmer's dog down the road? Like, you know, come on, lady. You stop at a store, you get some more. You pick up on little bags. That's what you do. You pick up a bag for every day or whatever. You got four dogs. They got to be going through one of those small little bags every single day. And these are not small dogs. They're big and they're furry. And I mean, the amount of dog hair in that place. Maybe because I'm allergic, I feel a little bit different about animals than some people do. Mm-hmm. But when I think of like big dogs with a lot of fur, I think of absolute misery. That's what I think of. I think of being congested and smelly and rotten all day.
One of them that we've been trying did not go over well with the dog.
That's right, Laura. I shit myself all day long.
When they've been trying, didn't go over well.
Yeah, that's right.
Doritos are not a dog food, Laura.
Dogs, right? So we're going to get you
triple beef burrito from Taco Bell's not going to do it, Laura.
I love that her name is Laura because I feel like I can really get into this one.
Go fuck yourself, Laura.
Other food. I mean, come on. I always feed you, right? You're definitely not too thin.
Let me just ask one question here. Yeah. So instead of being a psychic, which I think of like, you know, from the dead.
Yeah, from the dead. That's right.
I don't know. It seems like she's more like a dog interpreter.
Yeah, she's like
she's
what is that?
A dog mind reader?
Who's that guy? Dr. Doolittle? She's more like a Doolittle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she calls herself the pet psychic, and there are other videos that she does where she does kind of like more like dead dog type stuff, you know. Did I cause my snake any trauma on the way out the door? Like literally and then there's this really famous lady who is apparently a pet psychic to the stars. And she had a television show for a short period of time on Animal Planet where she was literally going into famous people's homes and talking to their pets. Like, you know, your animal experienced suffering in its last incarnation as a flower or whatever.
Trying to interpret.
Yeah.
The dog's feelings and things. Yeah.
Listen, you're a celebrity and you have enough money to waste on these people. I have no pity on you. Zero. You're, you know, making $5 an hour at the ice cream store and Teresa Caputo starts talking to your dead brother and torturing you. I have all the pity in the world for you.
You're going to get food that you like. It's going to happen. So I don't think you need to worry about that. So I know he wants like the Primal Raw or Kiwi Kitchen Dehydrated or the Primal Dehydrated.
Wait, the dog knows brand names? I don't know brand names. I can't remember which food my dog eats. I go to the store. I'm like, oh, there's a color on the bag. The green one. You know, the green one. That's how I ask this lady the same question every time. I'm like, the green one. Do you know what brand it is? I don't fucking know. The green one. The dog on the front.
The dog knows the brands.
I know, the dog knows the brands.
Yeah.
I want an Apple iPod.
Just call Blue and Nico when you're at the store. Hey, Blue, which one?
What do you want?
Which one is it again?
I want Alpo. Chicken in bits. You know, the one? The one in the blue bag. I want Oscar Mayer.
Put Nico on.
Yeah. I'm on that diet. No carbs. No carbs. I was reading the label the other day and it said it had 23 extra grams of sugar. I don't like that shit. No carbohydrates. High on amino acids, low on protein. You know what I'm saying? The fuck, lady? She's telling you the brand names? He wants kiwi. He does? Wow.
Or Prime Bits.
Prime Bits? You sure that's what he said? Or did he say armpits? Like your armpits smell. Like, take a shower, Laura.
Right, over the, right. I know. You love that kind of food. I know.
By the way, that's you have that bell on that dog 24 hours a day. What the fuck? I can't take my dog.
Is the dog scratching too? Like, oh, are the bells ringing?
It's just a whole situation going on. Yeah. Like, there's fur everywhere, and it's all in Laura's hair, and she's like, ah.
I know you want the kiwi bits.
I know you want the kiwi bits. I'll get it for you. This is the kind of lady. Did you ever see the Best in Show?
Yes, I remember love that they were movie. Talking.
You know, where's Bumblebee?
I know.
We have to get Bumblebee.
Busy bee.
Does it look like a bee?
It's not a fucking bee.
It's not a fucking bee. You call this a bee?
Oh, that's a great show.
Oh, it's a great show. I imagine Laura at some point has also had a similar.
Yes.
He's asking for the bee. The busy bee. Help me! The dog's talking to me 24 hours a day. It's driving me crazy.
I see you sleeping, Laura. I'm going to kill you in your sleep. You better get kiwi next time. Me and the other dogs have decided to take you out unless we get primal bits. I'll smile for the camera and do your little dance, but if you don't give me prime bits, it's over! We're forming a union! Me and the McCall formed a union.
The McCall.
She's gonna squawk nonstop until we get prime bits. Ruff, ruff.
I'm picturing them all in the trailer.
I know, talking like having a meeting. Yeah. And she's like, stop. We're going to haunt you in your sleep, Laura. This trailer's going to set on fire. I wish I had imposable thumbs so I could strangle you. What is this kibble and bits shit?
Right.
Would you want to eat kibble and bits, Laura?
Only the prime bits.
We'll get you that. All right.
Sounds like Santa Claus coming down the chimney.
The reindeer.
Take the bell off me, Laura. You think it drives you crazy? What about me? How do you sleep with a bell around your neck?
Small batch. Dehydrated. We'll get you that.
Small batch, man. He's awful picky. Small batch. Well, all right.
Handcrafted small batch.
Prime bits, Laura. Get it right. Write it down.
Small batch.
Small batch. Small batch. What does it matter how big the batch is? It's dog food. We here at Prime Bits make our food with love. One small cup at a time. That's why you pay $695 per pound. We make it for Laura and her dogs, who demand it by name. You're a bitch, Laura. We want you to know that.
I demand
man. Man, do you take this bill off and get me small batch prime bits? We're never doing another YouTube video again. I'm going to shit on your feet next time you make a YouTube video, La. How will they like you then? They won't. Wire hangers. I told you no wire hangers, Laura.
What else are you concerned about?
What else?
I'm concerned about your health, your mental sanity.
He wants to know if it's possible that we won't like this trip. That...
Why, yes.
Why, yes.
Easter.
That, yeah. Why, yes.
Luca and Easter.
Luca, Easter, Roxy. We're going on a venture. You never know. Nothing ventured, nothing lost.
Is it possible we won't like this trip? Laura.
Is it possible you might die tonight, Laura, in your sleep? Before we'll get on that bus again. We want a living wage, Laura. We want small batch kibbles and bits, Laura. We don't want to be stuck on that non-air-conditioned bus, Laura, with you and your smelly armpits. We're going on strike. He says he's having a little problem right now. Oh, Laura, you're so funny. Listen, we'll get back. I know.
Oh, my God, I wanted some more of that.
Oh, you want some more? Okay, hold on. We'll play some more.
I can play a little bit more. I just want to see what else the dogs are demanding.
Okay. Hold on. Well, you want to hear a little bit more?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Did you contest to that? He says, yeah, that is true. And you know what? We're going to see, like, we're going to go to, like, parks, and you're going to see really cool trees.
I don't care about trees, Laura. I piss on trees. I want to go to the Ritz. I want prime bits delivered to me every night, Laura.
I need to go to the spa.
Yeah, honey, I want to go to the spa, the doggy spa. You know that nice one you sent me to in San Clemente last time we had a union strike? It's not our fault you keep fucking things up with men, Laura. You need therapy, Laura. I keep telling you this. You won't listen to the McCall.
Jingle jangle.
A McCall's not a therapist. They just say back what you say. Now you're doing it everywhere. Twiddle twaddle, whatever you say, blah, 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 blah.
And really cool scenery and lakes and rivers. And we're going to really cool places. He says it's going to be more fun than he thought.
Because we're going to torture you, Laura.
That's right. We need to get out to a nice secluded spot where nobody's around. We'll have lots of fun,
That's
Laura.
That's right, Laura. Take us out to one of those campgrounds where no one is. In South Florida. In the swamp. We'll survive. Will you? Is this like last time you promised us trees and sceneries and mountains? We ended up at Shakedown Street at a fish concert for 5 fucking days? Well, you were high on MDMA and ayahuasca? We had to lick up your puke, Laura. You're a mess. I like my daddy better. I don't know why you got us in the divorce.
So do you think that what we've learned from right now is that the importance is that we have to tell our animals all the fun things that are going to happen on the trip?
No, Laura.
Don't lie.
This isn't a fucking child's book. This is real life. The importance is, how much am I getting paid? What are we getting back? Can I hump Julie? I know she's a new dog in the group, but she's really hot. At least let me get it a leg. Can I get it a leg? Go on, Laura.
Not just the things that might be concerning. Yeah, like, you're right. We are a fun family. He says, you're right. We are a fun family.
Without you.
So true. We're such a fun family. So this is our first trip with Bradley, which is, like, really super exciting, right? You haven't been on a road trip with me before. I don't think you have, right?
I don't think you have.
I don't think you have.
I don't know. You might have been.
Was
I
that
can't keep up now.
2 month bender I went on. And
thank you, Al. In fact, where did you come from?
The streets of South Los Angeles. Yeah. How did I get you? Did I pick you up in Costa Rica? I don't remember you on the plane with me. We walked? Really? So that's where 31 went. I was wondering how I turned 32. 30 to 32. It was really weird. It was a weird year. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Ooh, that was good stuff.
Okay. Listen, how much more do you want?
That's good.
You good? Now, yeah. We'll go back to Laura. Well, she's got lots of fun.
Yeah, we might
She's
have to
got
revisit
lots
her.
And lots of fun. Okay, that's it. Oh, my God.
Kibbles and bits to you,
Kibbles
Ryan.
Kibbles and bits to you. Best to you. Best. And best to you, Laura. And congratulations on all of your pets and your dogs and all the other good stuff. We just, you know what I do appreciate? I do appreciate the fact that she has a lot of rescue animals. I think
sweet.
That's the part that we care about.
Yes.
And I say good for you, Laura. And if you're going on a trip with your dogs, you know. Listen, I wouldn't put four dogs, a cat and a macaw and a bunny or whatever. I'd be afraid the dogs would eat the bunny.
Yeah.
Or the macaw would poke my eyes out while I was sleeping.
Know. Have you seen those giant bunnies?
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said. It was
that's
a giant
what she has.
Bunny.
Yeah, it's a giant bunny. It's just a little weird. I had a bunny when I was a kid, but for some reason it never, I don't remember what happened to it, but it didn't stay around for long.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it died on its own or did my dad just dispose of it like he did every other animal in my house?
It ran away.
We had two dogs and they were gone within 10 days, both of them. We had two cats. They were gone within 3 months, mainly because I ended up being very allergic to them. And I think my dad was trying to actually save me. But my mom said, they went to a farm where nice people go, right?
The
they probably
farm.
Went back to the pound
the
is where they went.
The old farm.
The old farm trick. The two dogs actually went back to the breeders because one of them ended up having some kind of like turpentine or some disease. Turpentine?
Oh, God.
Some disease that's not good for you.
Yeah.
And then another dog, I don't know, it just went away. I'm not saying my parents didn't do anything mean to it. I think that they just realized that you know,
it wasn't a right fit.
It wasn't a right fit. There was too much going on at the time. Then I ended up having a pet rat, which my dad made me put down, release into the sewer. Well, it was a pet rat.
What?
Yeah, he made me, well, I mean, to be fair to my dad, he had a rat running around his house. And I was high on everything in this under the sun and mostly spending the night at my stripper's girlfriend's house at the time. So, you know, to be fair to my dad, he had a pet rat. My dad hated that thing.
Oh, I would have too.
I ended up keeping it out in the garage, and I made like this, you know, I made
like a little
like a whole little thing. Yeah, like a closet. Yeah, I made a little course for it and everything. It what the way within an hour it was gone. It was just like not there, and it was back in my room somehow. It just ended up back in my room, like under my pillow. Like, and my dad was like, "Okay, time to get rid of the rat."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Where do you want me to put it?" He's like, "Put it in the sewer. That's where rats live." And I'm like, "Dad, this is an albino pet rat. I bought it at a store." And he's like, "Well, it's going to learn to survive on its own now, isn't it?" He's like, "Go take it back to the store." And I'm like, "They have a no return policy." And he's like, "I have a no rat policy. Get rid of the fucking rat. Not my problem. Yours."
Having no rat policy.
And then one time I tried to buy a snake. And then my dad put his foot down.
My dad
for
had
real.
A snake.
Oh, he did?
In college. Yeah, he had a boa.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we ended up.
Mom made him get rid of it.
Yeah, it's no good. Snakes are no good. You don't, I mean, listen, I'm sure they're lovely creatures, but
yeah,
it's not good for you. It's not good for you to have a snake. You got mites and all kind of different bullshit. You really got to take care of a snake, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in its captivity. So with that said, I don't know why we got talking about that. But good for you, Laura, on keeping the animals from the rescue. We love you. All in good fun, my friend. Keep talking to the animals. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
And until next time, we have to say best to you.
Best to you.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.